The British singer Adele was the big winner at the 59th Grammy Awards in Los Angeles Sunday night. Adele won 3 major awards, Album of the Year for 25, as well as Record of the Year and Song of the Year for the single Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time.
Beyoncé was among the competition for all 3 Grammys. Adele expressed shock that she received the honors over Beyoncé. "My dream and my idol is Queen Bee. And I adore you," she said. "You move my soul every single day, and you have done for 17 years. Adele also won awards for the Best Popular Performance by a Single Artist and Best Pop Vocal Album. Earlier in the show, Beyoncé gave a performance that recognized mothers everywhere. The singer, who is pregnant with 2 babies, won the award for Best Urban Contemporary Album for Lemonade. The Grammy Awards show is the biggest night of the year for the American music industry. Among the many performances was a surprising combination of pop star Lady Gaga and heavy metal band Metallica. There were also performances in honor of artists who died in 2016. The band The Tame and singer Bruno Mars performed several Prince songs, including Let's Go Crazy. Adele performed in honor of George Michael, who died on Christmas Day. She was not satisfied with her singing at first, so she stopped her performance and began again. She told the crowd, "I can't mess this up for him." Chance the Rapper won 3 Grammys, including Best New Artist. He did this without selling a single record or music download. The 23-year-old hip-hop artist releases his music only through streaming.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.
David Bowie won Grammys for Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Song for his recording of Black Star. The singer died in January 2016.
In the fear of amen, in the fear of amen, stands a solitary candle.
Solange Knowles, Beyoncé's little sister, won the Grammy for the Best Rhythm and Blues Performance for Cranes in the Sky.
I tried to drink it away. I tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away.
And Maren Morris won the Best Country Song Performance for My Church.
I've cursed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows
Morris said in her acceptance speech that she took part in the recording industry's first Grammy camp 11 years ago. The camp program teaches young people about the music business. Hours before the awards ceremony came news that American singer Al Jarreau had died at a Los Angeles hospital. No cause of death was given. He was 76 years old. Jarreau had won 7 Grammy Awards himself over the years. He was admitted to the hospital last week for what doctors described as exhaustion. His Facebook page reported last Friday that he had been recovering slowly and steadily. But it said he had been forced to cancel his remaining performance dates for 2017. Jarreau was considered one of jazz's greatest singers. His hits included We're In This Love Together, After All, and Moonlighting. I'm Dorothy Gundy.